Here it is, strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: too sexy for my man. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 45-year-old divorced single mother dating a 44-year-old divorced man. We have been dating for almost... Boy, it was hard for me to get the word divorced out.
What's going on?
It's tough. I know. Okay, we've been dating for almost 2 years now, and we are committed to each other. I love everything about this man, and I know that he loves me. Lately, we have talked about marriage and combining our households. Our relationship is perfect in almost every aspect but one. I'm hesitant to move forward with living together or marriage because my man absolutely hates the way I dress. He believes I dress too sexy and that I dress this way to get attention from men. He bases this solely on the shape of my body. Just to give you a visual, I'm 5'4", 157 pounds, and my measurements are 34, 29, 45.
45.
Let me repeat that. Yeah. 34, 29, 45. I have always been shapely with big hips and a big butt. For years, I tried to camouflage my curves to avoid attention. Right after I turned 40, I learned to not care about what others think and focus on what makes me happy. It took me a long time to love my curves, but I feel like he is trying to change me. My wardrobe is versatile. When I go to work and church, I dress appropriately and very conservatively. On evenings and weekends, I mainly like to wear fitted jeans, leggings, and bodycon dresses. Those tightly fitted dresses, bodycon dresses. I exercise consistently, and I take pride in my body. I think this big butt is what attracted him to me in the first place. If I go out with my girlfriends without him, he asks me to send him a picture of what I have on. When I do, the response is always negative. He has gone so far as to ask me to leave and go home and change. He believes that I have men falling all over me, and I add fuel to the fire by dressing sexy. In reality, it is the opposite. I rarely get approached by any man, but if I do, I immediately tell them I am in a committed relationship. He contradicts himself because if we go out together, he wants me extra sexy. The tighter, the better. He has no issues with my sexy wardrobe as long as he is with me because he can protect me. I tell him that it doesn't matter what I wear, I cannot hide my shape. It would be visual even in a muumuu. I feel that he should just trust me and accept the way I dress. This is the only thing we ever argue about. How can I get him to accept and trust me with my sexy wardrobe? From Baby Got Back. Really? Dear Baby Got Back. I hear you, girl. Okay, you've had 2 years, 2 years to learn and get to know this man. He is who he is, and you cannot change him. He has not liked the way you dress for 2 years. You said it in the letter. And yes, at 34, 29, 45, yes, you are very, very curvy. 34, 29, 45, she's thickums in the right places, you know? And I mean, seriously, curvy girls know that if you wear loose-fitting clothes, it just makes you look bigger. That's all. It just makes you look bigger. So you dress properly and appropriately, you say, when you go to work and church. You know, you gave us your measurements, 34, 29, 45. You should have given us his, because he's the one that sounds insecure and very, very controlling here. And if he's like this now, before you get married, what do you think he's going to do when you marry him? It's not going to change. Don't go into the marriage thinking it's going to change. All right? This man is insecure. He's controlling. He doesn't want you to wear that kind of stuff, only with him. And then when you're with him, then he wants to show you off and flaunt you in front of his friends. He has some issues. If you guys plan to move forward with this relationship, you're going to have to go through some counseling or something. You need to see him for who he really is. The red flags are there. You need to see them. They are there. Tommy?
Yeah. How big is your butt?
Right there.
You got a butt on you, girl. What's these measurements again? Like, what is the measure?
34.
Uh-huh.
29.
Yeah.
45, baby.
45.
Yeah. 45.
That's the one that caught my attention. The 45.
You and everyone else.
Yes, every man rolling right now said, "Woo! What do a 45 look like?" So, 45.
That's what you got.
That's all you got. Stuck on that number.
But this is what I want you to do, just to help you with your problem. Lead a man that ain't going to work out. Okay? Let's just get that out of the way right now.
What?
Lead a man and ain't going to work.
Yeah. That's your advice?
Yes. She needs somebody that's going to love that. You understand? So here's what I need you to do, just before I can get you going right. Thomas Tips 2003 at yahoo.com.
Wait a minute. That's your email address.
TOMMYSTIPS 2003 at yahoo.com.
Now, why would she be emailing you, nephew? Please
email me now so I can see this 45. All right? I cannot give you a consultation, an evaluation. I can't give you nothing until I see how fine you really is. You saying you fine. I don't know how fine. Are you J-Lo fine? Halle Berry fine? Serena Williams fine. Miss Carter Beyonce fine. How fine are you?
Tommy, she's in a committed relationship, baby. Come on now.
Is you Kenya Moore fine? We got to get you out of this relationship. Jocelyn, Stevie Day, is you that kind of fine?
Jocelyn.
Well, you ain't, it don't even matter how you talk, you just fine. You know what I'm talking about? I got the 45. Yes.
What do you think?
Are you the girl
like?
In the big boy video fan?
Oh, Outkast, the way you move.
That, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody around know that's fine.
What do you think he looks like, nephew?
Oh, he ugly. Don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. You got so much going. What's 20 plus 25? 45. What's 9 times 5?
45.
Huh? What 40 plus 5? 45. Girl, you got me thinking about that 45. So please, I think I helped you with your problem as much as I could. Get out of this relationship. Stick with somebody who comfortable with your 5. You know what? I want to drink me a Coke 45.
I do. Your advice to her is to leave him and to email you her picture.
Yeah, because I got a draft. My first round pick, it starts today.
You got a draft.
What you looking for?
No, this is a timing draft. If you want to be on my team,
okay, you
can be pick number one if you packing this 45.
That 29 going into that 45, though, that's something right there, fellas.
I'm just trying to tell you. I don't even want a 357. I want me a 45.
All right.
I'll just tell you.
Tweet me, Instagram me at My Girl Shirley for some advice.
Email me.
45.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.